Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. Let's realize that the history of the music business 100 years ago was not always pretty. Sometimes it's downright ugly, and the subjects of racial discrimination and stereotyping need to be considered in the development of popular music. In 1919, jazz and blues were still counterculture phenomenons which had not taken firm hold. They had a reputation of being more dangerous, unreserved, and wild than that of its predecessor style, which had similar negative connotations, ragtime. Ragtime's rise in the late 1800s stems from black piano players traversing the South and Midwest, infusing their innate style into march and popular songs. To rag it was to rip it, syncopate it, give it some swerve, some funk. It sprung from saloons, brothels, and red light districts, hence its low reputation. By the late 1890s, ragtime was a genuine trend which became the predominant popular music style for the next two decades. It was not long until respectable members of the music industry spoke out against the evils of ragtime music. At the 1901 convention of the American Federation of Musicians in Denver, resolutions were adopted characterizing ragtime as unmusical rot. Members were encouraged to make every effort to suppress and to discourage the playing and publishing of such musical trash. How about this 1914 editorial, coming from Edward Berlin's excellent book Ragtime? Let us take a united stand against the ragtime evil as we would against bad literature and horrors of war or intemperance and other socially destructive evils. Avant with ragtime rot! Let us purge America and the divine art of music from this polluting nuisance. I even found an article that linked ragtime listening to insanity. Strong rebukes. And it was the pulsing rhythms you could feel, its perceived tribal provenance, and the blackness of the music that caused this. The music being infectious was undeniable, and in order to make it fit into an industry that was unwelcoming to black performers, the songs became caricatures and ridiculers of the subject. Some of the most vile and racist lyrics you could not even imagine became normalized at this time. The manifestation became the coon song, ragtime melodies with extremely foul and stereotypical language and often violent content. The word nigger is often used with a vocal lightness and ease that makes your skin crawl. This music, after the cakewalk, is some of the first black music to become popular and appropriated in a most terrible way. It was some great black American composers who strove to remove the lyric stereotyping from the songs and concentrated on the music. Scott Joplin, James Scott, William Marion Cook, Burt Williams, George Walker, and James Reese Europe were among those who strove to elevate ragtime from its perverted incarnation to a respectable black American music form. And all this racism jumped from ragtime to jazz and blues. Indeed, the very people who were most responsible for this music were the ones not getting the credit or the ability to record it. There would be some progress in the next years, but the path is slow and mired with ugly reminders of cultural insensitivity. I want to point out one pivotal song from 1907, which was introduced by the artist May Irwin about 10 years earlier. Popular song called The Bully of the Town. While it contains all the ugly elements of the coon song and is representative of this anomaly of how racially stereotypical material was mainstream at the time and was hugely popular. It was a crossover hit for May Irwin, and this song is a cultural touchpoint in the assimilation of black music into American culture. I trust you as a listener to understand that I heartily do not advocate the views I am presenting here. I told you, history is not always pretty, and that does not mean I'm going to ignore it. What started over 100 years ago still echoes today. So here's May Irwin with her 1907 hit song, The Bully of the Town, on the Victor label, this week's Centennial Song.
Heard about that bully that just comes to town. He's down among the niggers, laying the bodies down. I'm a-looking for that bully and he must have found. I'm a Tennessee nigger and I don't allow no red-eyed river roustabout with me to raise a row. I'm a-looking for that bully and I'll make him bow. When I walk that levee round, 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 I was going down the street with my axe in my hand, just a-looking for that bully. I'll sweep him off his land. I'm a-looking for that bully and I must have found. I take along my razor, I'm trying to carve him deep. When I see that bully, I lay him down to sleep. I'm a-looking for that bully and I'll make him weep. When I walk that levee round, when I walk that levee round, 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 when I walk that levee round, I'm a-looking for that bully and I must have found. I went to a wingin' down at Carson Jones, took along my trusty blade to carve that nigger's bones, just a-looking for that bully to get his throne. I soon joined in the front door, nicked his pants and high. For that levee doggy, I skinned my foxy eye. Just a-looking for that bully, but he won't nigh. I asked Miss Pam to blossom if he would wing a reel. She says, Lord, Mrs. Johnson, how you make me feel. Can you ought to see me shake my sugar heel. I was standing down a mobile bus just to cut a shine. Some food across my smell of swipe, the watermelon rind. I drew my steel, that gentleman sort of fine. I raised up like a black cloud and took a look around. Well, there was that new bully standing on the ground. I've been looking for you, nigga, and I got you found. A razor's gonna fly him, a nigga's gonna squawk. I live upon that bully just like a sparrowhawk, and that nigga was just a dial to take a walk. When I got through that bully, a doctor and a nurse, there wasn't no good that nigga, so they put him in a hearse. A cyclone couldn't have tore him up much worse. You don't care about that nigga that treated folks to free. Go down upon the levee and your face you'll never see. There's only one boss bully and that one's me. When I walk that levee round, 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 round. When I walk that levee round, 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 round. When I walk that levee round, I was a-looking for that bully and I got him found.